I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes me very forcefully from this evening's Gospel are the words living and eat. There is no reason why one should be surprised at Jesus telling his hearers that he is the living bread. Nor is there any reason why we should be surprised at Jesus telling us that we should eat this bread. Spiritual vitality and sacramental food, we always assume, are the last things that Christians would have taken away from them, even in places of terrible physical calamity. But alas, how mistaken we were when we look back on the last 14 months. As we exist in a world which has seen so much physical death as a result of the pandemic, many of us have had to come to terms with the lack of physical eating of the bread of life. Now, as a priest, I have not had to come to terms with this precise starvation. But celebrating Mass by oneself, turning to face a webcam, is in fact starvation enough in some sort of way. To have no one in the church to respond to Mass was a constant reminder of the starvation of one's Christian friends, at not having a community of faith to respond to and engage with. Even though I knew that people were responding in faith from home, whether they were in fact on the house across the street from St. Barnabas Jericho or thousands of miles away in Washington, D.C. So enforced Eucharistic starvation was experienced by everyone in some manner, even if it was not felt or, dare I say, as it seems, even regretted by everyone. The Mass of Corpus Christi is not the time or the place to rehearse the strained theological arguments of sacramental efficacy over the Ethernet, or whether or not adoring the Blessed Sacrament through a monstrance in the physical church is any different from adoring the Blessed Sacrament through a monstrance and through an iPad as well. But for me, and for most Catholic Christians, I would suggest physical proximity is the crucial test. To be close to that which is living, not recorded, and to be in a place where man can eat, rather than only dream to eat, to me seems a non-negotiable for a Christian believer. Yes, we adapted to a necessity. We did so obediently and creatively, and we received much blessing from doing so. We find new depths of faith from within ourselves that we didn't know we had. But an extension of virtual-only participation in the sacraments is, I dare to say, a misguided principle. And by that I mean that to say that it is sufficient to see Mass on a screen and not long to be back in the physical presence of the bread of life is the misguided principle. Henri de Lubac, a Jesuit cardinal, in his seminal work Corpus Mystica, quotes the 12th century church father Algerius of Liège, who says this: since the sacrifice of the altar, by signifying the union of the church herself and Christ, is the sacraments of the entire body of Christ. Christ is not confected there without a confection of the whole body. And so the Eucharist does not occur without a bestowal of the grace of the union of the entire body of the Lord. We could infer much from that very heavy statement. And in fact, de Lubac is using this to explain the connection of the sacramental body to the ecclesial body. But it is helpful for us to have this as a way of ensuring that we always maintain a real community of faith near to us in our Christian pilgrimage. That is to say, a proximal relationship with people, where possible, rather than only a virtual connection. I've been astounded at how relieved and how happy I have been to be able to meet physically with people in a garden or in a street, rather than through a webcam. It has brought such life to the relationship of priest and parishioner. This year's Bampton Lectures at the University Church were on the theme of the Eucharist. The title of the four lectures was The Four-Dimensional Eucharist. And the lecture reflected, amongst other things, on our own human physicality, or lack of it, in relation to the Blessed Sacrament in the light of the pandemic. And specifically, the successive sacramental absences we've experienced over the past year. In one of the lectures, she highlighted the irony of Christians gadding about from altar to altar, albeit on a screen during the pandemic, flicking through Facebook to watch different services, when in fact the original reformers of the 16th century condemned gadding about from altar to gaze upon the Blessed Sacrament at different masses. Well, this evening on the Feast of Corpus Christi, we're not gadding about anywhere. Sadly, not even processing anywhere, as we normally would. But we are nonetheless, thankfully, physically present, not only to receive the gift of the Eucharist, but to adore the incarnate Christ through the gift of his sacramental presence. By receiving Holy Communion, we become Christ bearers as Mary was, with the duty of conveying Christ to others, whether it be at home, in the workplace, in the library, or the supermarket. And we convey Christ as love, as mercy, as forgiveness, and as humble service. By adoring the Blessed Sacrament, we are allowed the space to behold what St. Thomas Aquinas called the greatest miracle that Christ ever worked on earth. My body, my blood. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. In the Bampton Lectures, Dr. Martin, the lecturer, said, "The sacrament of Eucharist is made out of bodily experience, physical place, and historical time in order to bring about eternal transformation. In receiving the most holy sacrament under the simple form of bread, we literally receive that miraculous transformation and experience it physically. Bread made only with a little flour and water, appearing as food of the poor, with whom the Lord chose to be closest. Jesus is not distant or remote. He cannot be switched on and off. He is near, beside, and within. And it is that which we celebrate on the Feast of Corpus Christi. In adoring and being physically present with Jesus in the Most Holy Sacrament, under the simple form of bread, we know that Jesus waits for us in the sacrament of love. Jesus waits for us patiently, knowing that we will come to him. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said, "Where there is love, there is transformation. Therefore, there is hope. And hope gives us the strength to live and face the world." And so let us give thanks on this Feast of Corpus Christi that we will be in the presence of the living bread which came down from heaven. And we will eat of it and be assured through faith that we will live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.